you please read the next item?
Item 77, accept bid of Brown Contracting, Inc. for the Washington Park Rose Garden accessibility improvements for $954,927.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Brown Contracting. The engineer's estimate on this project was $960,000. On December 6, 2016, three bids were received, and Brown Contracting is the low bidder at $954,927. The Portland Parks Bureau has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing as good. The city put forward an aspirational goal for DMW ESB subcontractor and supplier utilization at 20% of the hard construction costs. Brown Contracting identified three divisions of work for DMW ESB opportunities with participation at 14.53%, or $138,750,000, with work being performed in masonry, survey, and landscaping. I will turn this back over to the City Council if there are any questions regarding the bidding process. Robin Laughlin is here from Portland Parks to answer any technical questions about the project you might have, and Sean Emmerich from Brown Contracting is in the audience as well.
Board questions?
Well, I know that you often try to get the percentage of disadvantaged women and minority-owned businesses up. Is this, in your opinion, the best we can do, and is it the best out of the three bids that we received?
So the second low bidder didn't have had the same type of participation on this. So the other work is being self-performed by Brown. So these are the only subcontracting opportunities that they had identified. So every subcontracting is being done with a DBE or MBE.
And could I actually talk to the developer, the construction company? Thank you. Thank you for being here. If you could just state your name for the record and what your job is.
Hi, I'm Sean Emmerich. I'm with Brown Contracting.
So can you tell me about the diversity within Brown Contracting? Do you have processes to try to encourage women and minorities to work in your company?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a goal of ours. Obviously, working with the city and knowing what your priorities are, it's a goal of ours to have a diverse workforce of our own.
And how are you doing on that goal?
I couldn't give you exact percentages off the top of my head, but we employ... of a company of 60 people, we have four women on staff. We have eight Hispanics, two African Americans, a great old Filipino man working in our yard. Yes.
Thank you. So I know that your company does do contract with the city on and off periodically, which I believe we've been very happy with your work. Next time we have the next one, I'd like to have that update on how are you doing with employment within your company.
I'll prepare that.
Thank you.
I have a question of the commissioner. Commissioner Fritz, is the money for this project, did it come from the Parks Bond or from another source?
It's coming from Fix Our Parks Bond. It's one of the first projects that we're getting done in the first phase.
Oh, congratulations. And this was one of the projects and one of the themes that you placed into the bond. And this is what the public wanted, us to make our system more accessible.
Yes, this is a lot of... transportation improvements as part of this so that people using mobility devices can get from the parking lot to the lovely walk there.
Yeah, and I spend a lot of time in that area with my daughter now, and it is relatively inaccessible to people that would have any kind of mobility issues. So I will be pleased to support this. Thank you. Good.
Is there any public testimony on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this item.
Is there anybody who wanted to testify on this item? Why don't you go ahead and leave the dais, and if we need you for further questions.
Thank you guys for what you guys
yeah,
do.
Yeah, thank you. We
Seriously,
appreciate it.
I've been sitting here for an hour. And appreciate what you guys
Sorry
do.
About the delay. No. I apologize. No. Yes, sir. One minute, please.
So $850,000. For improvements at Washington Park. Are you paying for that? Who's paying for that?
We all are, because it's the Parks Bond measure.
It was voted on.
We voted
and
on it. It was specifically highlighted in the bond measure, and we campaigned on it.
The reason I asked is because as soon as you guys asked about the contractors and the number of bids they got, everything got really muffled. And that smells of Water Bureau stuff, but I guess it actually just smells of all City Hall business. I didn't get a satisfactory answer to why there wasn't three bids and why they're just doing business with the same old people that they do business with. And it seems like just more of the same business at City Hall. While a baby dies in the streets and people are shot in the face, we just continue with these pedestrian things as if these other things aren't happening outside of the chambers. And so I would encourage you guys to hit a little harder and find out who those three bids are, because I couldn't hear them. And up there it said inaudible. So if you guys could bring those people back up and ask them to clarify why they don't have three bids. And sorry that you had to wait an hour while you're making salary, because I had to take the whole day off to be here.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any further discussion? Clerk, could you call the roll?
Fritz.
I just got a full briefing yesterday from the Portland Parks and Recreation team that's been working on the Fix Our Parks bond measure expenditures. They're really coming along very, very well. We will have about $20 million left after this first phase, and we're going to be announcing it very shortly, a public process in February, March, and April, coming back to council probably in May to approve the project list for the last money in the bond measure. So I hope that everybody will participate in that, because we have about at least $200 million worth of repairs that need to be made and only $20 million to make them. So we certainly want to get everybody's inclusion. Everybody's voice to be heard in that process. And I'm really glad about this Rose Garden project, because it's going to be done, completed in time for the centennial this year. No. I know it's going to get done in time for the centennial. I'm blanking. It's been such a disrupted morning. Aye.
Fish.
First, Commissioner Fritz, thank you for the leadership that you brought to passing the Parks Bond measure and for prioritizing projects that make our system more accessible to all the people we serve. And I also want to thank you for the leadership role you played with me and others in converting all the single stall restrooms in our park system to all user, so they are available and accessible to everyone in our community. This is an important next step in Washington Park, making sure that people, regardless of their abilities, are able to enjoy access to nature and to our park. And please to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to congratulate Commissioner Fritz. I think this is outstanding work, and it does perfectly fulfill one of the objectives of the bond over which the Parks Bureau and Commissioner Fritz had a leadership role, important leadership role. And I'm very pleased that mobility for all of our citizens is being taken into account. So I'm very happy to vote aye.